with you all day long. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
The new trees that we planted in our yard, and any trees for that matter, they have got to be some thirsty right now. I know my son was watering trees last night before we went to bed. It's probably something you should do.
Really?
Water the trees.
I got an apple tree in my yard that I want to fruit.
Yeah.
Maybe I should give it a little water.
Not a bad idea.
Sure.
Not a bad idea. The old joke of the trees are chasing the dogs around right now, hoping they'll pee on them.
Oh, I get it.
What?
It's dry, Presley. Oh. We can't have nice things with Chris Sheets talking about the weather.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Kissin' Love Court.
Hey, it's Thursday. It's Kissin' Love Court time. Saw this one on the internet. And I think that this is probably something that happens in more cases than you'd ever want to think it happens. A sister gave her other sister a reserved baby name list at her gender reveal. So one sister's having a gender reveal to reveal whether she's having a boy or a girl. And her other sister, who wasn't even pregnant, actually, gave her a list of do not touch names that she can't use because she says, I've already got them, even though she's not even having a baby as of right now. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, boy. Hard to look cool going on her side.
Yeah.
I mean, your family. I will try to take up the mantle for this other sister.
Okay.
Your family. You're close. There's only a few people where you could actually say, hey, could you avoid that name because it's important to me.
Right.
And it's your blood relatives.
Right.
Could this be done at a better time?
Yeah.
Or a different function?
The gender
probably.
Reveal.
Like, pop. It's a boy. By the way, don't use these names or else I'll be angry at you.
Use Travis. I'll never talk to you again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
But what if it's like a list of like 12 names?
I'd give you three max.
Yeah.
Three max. If I was the other sister, okay, fine. Pick your top three.
Okay. Presley, you're...
Just don't do it.
No.
If you're not having a kid, don't reserve a name.
Yeah.
You have no right to tell other people what to do, especially naming their children.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I wonder how many families actually just get so angry that they both name the kid the same name. Like, you know, there's two cousins with the same name. I know two cousins with the same
really?
Name.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a cousin with the same name as me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Two Presleys.
Mm-hmm. She's younger than I am.
Okay.
So that
and I've never met her.
Okay. So she's like two?
No. Funny. But no.
I got her.
Okay. 780-421-1039 is the number to call. Does this sister have the right? You're right. Yes.
What's your take, Christopher?
Oh, my take? I you know what? I would say my take would be, yeah, definitely the wrong place to do it. And I don't know. I think it's kind of first in, first on, right? Like,
sure.
You know? I think it's first in, first on. I think that if you're having the kid first and you want to name the baby whatever you want to name it, you go. There's a million names.
You gotta. Chances are that you're probably not going to pick the same name.
Right.
Just gotta cross those fingers, baby.
Yeah. Okay. But there are certain names that go well with last names. So
fair enough.
Maybe that's it.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Kissin' Love Court.
Kissin' Love Court. Wow. Okay. Yeah, again, it's a gender reveal. One sister's having a baby. She's revealing the gender of her baby. At the reveal, her sister, who's not pregnant, says, by the way, don't use this name, this name, this name, this name to name your child. And we're wondering how you could, what you think as far as taking care of that. Christy says, not a chance unless you're also pregnant. I wouldn't even look at her list. Naming babies is hard. Getting a list of ideas isn't a great idea. I just spend some time with my sister, tell her how stupid a name sounds when she picks one, and then add it to my private list.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a dumb name. Okay, got it. We've got somebody standing by.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I have a thought on your...
Love Court.
Love Court, yes. I was in that position when my sister was pregnant, and she didn't have a name for her baby. She didn't even know. This is way back, so that's before you got the gender reveal.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, oh, I'm going to name mine when I get pregnant,
yeah,
my boy, a certain name, and then my girl, I said I was going to name her Nicole Lynn.
Right.
And then my sister, she had her baby, and she named her Nicole Lynn.
Oh, my gosh.
Just freaked out at her.
Well, you know, we got a text saying, I found it best to not tell anybody what names because it's, you know, it's not in their mind. They'll never think of it in the first place. But in your example, once you gave it to her, you gave it to her.
I know. That's what I think now. But And now I think, no, I will never tell when I did have children. I never told them my names were going to be.
You'd have never thought she was going to steal
this
your
name. This is the George Costanza problem.
Yeah.
When he says, I'm going to name my baby Seven.
Yeah.
They're like, Seven, that's gross. But then it grows on them. And then they name their baby Seven.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
And I'm not sure if you saw this on TikTok or not, but his partner posted a video to her TikTok account showing how carefully this guy unwraps his bananas before weighing them to save money at the grocery store. He actually unwraps his bananas, puts them into a bag, and then has them weighed because they'll be slightly less and he will get a slightly better deal on his bananas.
How cheap do you gotta be? And like you think the banana's protective shell is there for a reason.
We're talking about the peel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Some crazy people.
Don't do it. I got a box of bananas last week.
Yeah.
They were nearing the end of their life cycle.
Right.
40 pounds for $10.
Okay. But you didn't peel them before you bought them.
No.
It's a couple extra cents, if that.
Literally, right? What is the cheap thing that you do or frugal thing that you do or somebody in your life? Meadows talks about his in-laws reusing tea bags.
They reuse tea bags.
That's gross.
Yeah.
It's not gross. It's just like, at some point, the tea got no flavor.
Yeah.
You get like one, maybe two uses out of a tea bag and then it's done.
And they're still cheap and they're loaded.
That's the ironic part
about it,
right?
They're loaded. Uh-huh. I went to, with my in-laws, they priced out an electric vehicle because they're huge hippies.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, they're probably going to get like, you know, what kind of interest rate they'll get on this deal.
Yeah.
And then one phone call, just buy it. 40 grand slapped on the table. They used to reuse their Ziploc bags. They wash them out. They still do. I'm like, you can afford Ziploc bags. The environment, Matt.
$1.89 at the dollar store.
You're just cheap.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hey, Kissin', good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the frugal family member.
Frugal family member, yeah.
So my grandmother came from that generation where you had to, like, scrimp and save everything.
Yes.
So she was always saving the little Philadelphia cream cheese containers and would use them to make little individual jellos for all of us grandkids, which was really sweet.
Yes.
But the thing we had to get her to stop doing was she was also saving the styrofoam from the bottoms of meat containers when you get them at the butcher shop.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then was using them as like spoon rests or sponge rests. And them off. But we had to kind of be like, Grandma, that's really porous. You should maybe... No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's a free plate.
Yeah, it took a little bit of convincing, but eventually she stopped, but it took a bit.
Oh, man.
I can't think of a more disgusting thing in the grocery store than that soggy, blood-soaked styrofoam thing that my steak sits on.
It was a lot. We were glad it was always, like, the cooking spoon, so at least the heat was hopefully killing off whatever
right.
she was doing.
Yeah, if I was her, I would have made a nice little, used it as a Jell-O mold for you kids.
You know.
Who wants Salma Jell-O?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's time for Quick Draw. Edmonton Elks tickets for their home opener against the Saskatchewan Roughriders on Sunday are up for grabs. We've got Courtney and Logan on the line. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
All right, awesome. Well, we're going to give you up to five questions. The first one to get three is going to the big football game on Sunday, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Question number one. A farm animal that starts with a letter O.
Ostrich, Courtney.
Wow. That was fast.
Yeah, that was quick.
Okay, way to go, Courtney. A four-letter word that starts with a letter P.
Pen.
Question number three. A breakfast food that starts with a letter S.
Sausage. Sourdough toast?
Logan was in with sausage.
Okay.
We got some ball players here.
Yeah, we do. We do. Okay. Something that jumps that starts with a letter B?
Bees.
Bees?
Bouncy balls.
We'll give you bouncy balls. No, they don't jump.
No, yeah, they bounce.
Neither do bees. They don't got the knees.
Something that bounces, it starts with a letter B.
I mean, bears can kind of jump.
Bears can jump. She's right.
Yeah, I've seen a bear jump.
Yeah.
When have you seen a bear jump?
On TikTok.
When they stand on their back legs.
If it didn't happen on TikTok, it didn't happen in Presley's world.
Exactly.
All right, we're tied up at two apiece here, guys. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
For the win, something you're afraid of that starts with a letter R.
Rhinoceroses.
As you should be.
They are absolutely fierce. Oh, but I think the hippo is even more...
Rhinoceroses are gentle giants. Just be careful.
Yeah.
All right?
But you don't want to get that horn. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, you're going to the football game. Courtney, you played a great game. Thank you very much.
Congrats, Logan.
Thank you.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Court. Kissin' Love Court this morning. And again, anytime you've got something you want us to run by the listeners and throw up the flagpole, so to speak, and get their take on it, you can just text us or email us anytime, just like this texter did. Wants to remain anonymous, as they normally do with Love Court for some strange reason.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Uh-huh. I've been dating my girlfriend for about 6 months and things are going well. She recently asked if I would share my location on my phone so we could be even more connected. She says all her girlfriends do it with their partners and she thinks it's a no-brainer. I'm not sure I'm ready for her to know where I am all the time and might never be ready for that. Do I have the right to say no?
Is nothing sacred anymore? Can we not have a piece of privacy to our own selves?
Yeah.
Nope.
Honestly, like everywhere you go, another person has to know where you are. It's not enough to have a phone that's connected to the entire internet,
right,
your entire world, all your friend groups at all times. No, that thing needs to be pinging off my phone so I know where you are all the time.
Right.
Come on, people. Have a little trust. This is ridiculous. I like to go to the strip club just for the buffet. Not for anything else.
Can the Rippers make some good food?
Oh, best chicken fingers you'll ever have in your life. And I go to the casino in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Because they have ice. Their fountain pops the best.
Yeah, sure you do. Sure you do. Presley, you're saying...
I'm kind of on the fence. Yeah. 6 months, I think, is a little too early to start sharing your location. Okay. Like, you're just getting to know each other. You should have to build that trust first.
All right.
I think if it's, like, a couple of years in and they're living together, sure, why not? Makes getting dinner ready a lot easier because you can just be like, oh, where are they?
Right, right. Yeah. You know, from a safety perspective, I know my wife has my location. I don't have hers, but I don't even know how that works, so I can't figure it out. But,
yeah, but it's kind of like baby's big day out with you.
Yeah.
You just kind of stumble upon things. It's good that people know your location.
Yeah.
Because you could be like, oh, walking on a girder 300 feet in the air at some point.
What is he doing now?
Oh, hey.
Baby's big night out. So I'm saying, yeah, 6 months, you're right. Like 6 months is a little early for sure. I want to take... the girlfriend's side and say, hey, if you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to hide. That's the reality of it. Like, I don't care. Anybody can know where I am.
No, this is like, the problem is that, yeah, you are entitled to your own privacy.
Yeah.
Even though you have nothing to hide, and Chris, out of everybody here, truly has nothing to hide.
Right.
But you're also entitled to your own privacy, and you should be able to argue for that too.
All my wife would be is like, oh, he's at McDonald's again. Okay.
It's dollar drink days have begun.
780-421-1039. The texts are flying in on this one. He should just give it to her. It's just, specifically, he should just give it to her. I guess that's what they're saying. And
if I'm going out into the jungle with a machete, cutting down forests,
okay,
you can have my location.
Okay, absolutely. He can say no. All right. That is crazy. Hard no. All right. Too exhausting worrying about where someone is all the time.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, Kissin' Love Court. They've been together for 6 months. They've been dating, and she wants him to share his location on his phone. What's your take on this? We've been together 38 years. I really don't care where he is. I'm sure he'll end up at the bar. And if he does, he'll call for a ride when he needs it. Ha ha. Matt is right after all. How does he know how long it's going to take? Meanwhile, Jack is going to have you driving around the parking lot trying to find a spot, one or two, or I don't understand what that one means, but...
Me neither.
Okay, you guys can't decipher it either?
All no.
Right. I don't even know where you're
Somebody
working.
Somebody said his buddy and his girlfriend did this, and she found out that he was shopping for rings due to the location.
Ah.
And it ruined the surprise.
At Spence Diamonds.
Presley's favorite.
All right. There's a lot of text basically saying, no. Don't do it. Okay? Yeah, if she wants to know where he is, just ask. Like, oh, look, he's at the gas station. Wait, he's supposed to be coming straight home. Where is he going now? Oh, wait, he's at the flower store. It just creates distrust, especially early on. It's just weird.
This person has a good point. As far as your spouse knowing where you are on your phone, it's kind of funny when people talk about privacy. When you turn on your phone, the weather app or the Android or the Apple, they know where you are. The Google knows where you are at all times, too. So what's the problem with sharing with the one you love?
Everybody else knows.
Everything takes your location into consideration now.
Right.
So if you don't trust the person, that's something else. But if it's just something to be like, oh, they're getting groceries. Oh, they're on their way home. I need to be ready to be picked up in 5 minutes.
Right. Well,
then that's different.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Who's this?
It's Jason.
What's going on, Jason?
Oh, just driving my kids to school.
Okay. You sound excited about that.
It's an everyday job. I'm excited there's only 2 weeks left of it.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, we asked the question with lightning fingers. What is the last name of our football team?
If it was a human, what would his last name be?
It is the Elks.
It is the Elks, yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Edmonton Elks.
What would the middle name be?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
My uncle, Ewald, God bless him, was telling me recently, he said, you know, when they were picking a new name, they should have called him the Edmonton Edibles.
Why? Because everybody's high at the game?
No, it's just...
We'd have the Edible Elks?
Elks are edible. It's true.
They are. And they got a big game coming up on Sunday, of course. You've won tickets, Jason, to the Big Valley Jamboree Kiss and Kickoff Party featuring Parker McCollum and Colin Ray. It's going to be fantastic, and you are going to be there.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I saw it on our socials yesterday. You went to the Kiwanis Slide. The one, again, we call it the Old Northlands Grounds, the Expo Center Grounds, whatever they call it now. But the Kiwanis Slide was being taken down yesterday.
Yeah, there was a shot of the boys actually on the slide taking the yellow slidey bits right off of her.
Yeah.
But they announced that they're putting something else in that's similar.
Yeah.
The Euro Slide. It's just got a fancy name and it's got new colors.
Okay.
I want my Kiwanis Slide where the static electricity nearly kills you.
Get to the bottom and touch your friend and knock him over.
Zap.
Okay. So here's our fun question this morning is, if you could bring something back, like now the Kiwanis Slide, Matt, is that what you'd bring back from Edmonton?
No.
Okay. What would you bring back? If you could bring something back that's gone away. Yes.
It hasn't been gone for long.
Okay.
But I feel like I need to get my mind bended.
You all right? Yeah, you're already missing it, are you?
I miss the mind bender.
Okay.
When you need a mind bending,
yeah.
When you're shopping,
yeah.
At one of the Aldos or H&M,
yeah.
You're just gonna stop by and go on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
No more roller coasters. RIP mind bender.
Okay.
Another one.
Uh huh.
Rocky and Bullwinkles.
Okay.
Presley, you're too young for this one, but it was like animatronic, like Charles Entertainment Cheese is.
Chuck E. Cheese.
It's his. Put some respect on his name. Charles Entertainment Cheese is his name.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Rocky and Bullwinkles was the same vibe.
Okay.
It was a lot danker and darker from what I remember, but it had games and they sung songs. It was great.
Okay. If you could bring anything back to Edmonton Presley, what would it be?
I got two.
Okay, go.
So the first one would probably be the animals from West Edmonton Mall, like the flamingos, and I think there was penguins. But I can't remember for sure.
They're still around, I think.
Well, there's like the aquarium part with the sea lions.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. But I for some reason, I vividly remember walking down one of the corridors and there just being random flamingos. Like in a glass thing.
Okay. You weren't on edibles at the time. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. It's like a fever dream, but I vividly remember there being flamingos.
Lay off the mushrooms, Presley.
Okay. Speak for yourself, Derek.
Okay. I
look, it's going to get real wholesome here in a second.
Why?
Because Chris is going to say what he wants back.
Well, but I'm going bigger than you guys. I'm just going to go with the mall, Heritage Mall. There was a mall. You guys don't remember it at all.
I've been there, but as a kid.
Oh, my gosh. Heritage Mall was just the best.
What was in Heritage Mall that was so great?
The food court.
Ooh, they have food court.
Small, but very, very. The Chinese food was the best ever at that food court.
Okay.
It was a Sears.
My mom used to own a Sears.
Really?
Yeah, what? Barhead.
There's so many layers of this young lady. I say Heritage Mall. The texts are rolling in at 780-421-1039. I like this one, the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
I'm going to tie that in with one that I want back.
What?
The gas pump.
Okay.
That's where all the Oilers would hang out post-game.
Yes.
So I could go and hobnob with McDavid and Drysdale at the pump.
Yeah. What about Cowboys, the bar?
I would love if Cowboys returned.
Yeah.
Because I want to experience it at least once.
Yeah. It's torn down. It's not going to
happen. It got torn down for a reason. Too many sins.
My mom always talks about Esmeralda's.
Oh, I've been to Ezzy's.
Yeah. Yeah, Ezzy's was awesome.
25-cent highball on Tuesdays. Work on Wednesday was rough.
I was at Ezzy's when I was 17. I remember that.
You know, the German Cultural Center is having an Esmeralda's reunion.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can we go?
You're too young lady.
I'm legal age. I'm beyond legal age.
Now.
Maybe I'll take your mom.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's 8:32 with the Kiwanis Slide going the way of the dodo bird yesterday being taken down. We're talking about things that you wish were back in Edmonton or the Edmonton region anyway. I have two things, the submarine ride at West Edmonton Mall and the other one's just outside Edmonton, the Young Gun Paintball.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about those. I still stand by that the submarine in West Ed is the worst place to fart in Edmonton.
Yeah.
What?
It was.
Why is that even a thought?
Because he did it.
Why? No, I've never been inside one of those submarines, ever.
No.
But I stand by the fact, like, okay, think about the worst place to fart. Because that, like, it takes a while to go through. It's so cramped. There's not a lot of air circulation.
I know what the second worst place is.
Hmm.
The studio, Matt.
Never done it.
Yeah?
Not yet, anyway.
Oh, come on.
I feel like that's a lie, Matt.
I have farted in this room without people in it.
Oh, okay.
And then you're like, please nobody come in. Please nobody come in. Please nobody come in.
Ew.
It's hard to blame it on the dog then, isn't it? If I could bring anything back to Edmonton, it would be Don Cherry's. Man, those chicken wings were the size of full Cornish hens, I swear. Was there more than one location? I know there's a location up on 137th Ave for sure.
That's the one I remember. It was by the Bonanza. People said they want the Bonanza back.
Now you're talking my language.
The Bonanza was not good.
Matt.
It was not good.
Was it a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
It was so good.
You had kids with snotty noses literally taking handfuls of fried rice out of the hot plate.
No, there was no fried rice.
Oh,
it was all
a
salad
buffet.
Bar, man. It was salad bar.
Who goes to Bonanza and spends $48 on a plate and just eats from the salad bar?
It wasn't $48 back then.
Okay, it was $25 still.
It was like the salad bar Bonanza was like, would rock your world. It would.
I can't do buffets.
Yeah.
No.
You can't eat your money's worth, that's why.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, but it's just something about a buffet with strangers, just, ugh.
Oh.
I don't know.
Bring it on. I don't care if they're on my lap when I'm eating.
A little bit from my plate, a little bit from yours.
We'll make it happen.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Presley is, she sucked it up today, even though she doesn't have her fake eyelashes on. And she's been mentioning that occasionally this morning.
What a burden it is to not have your eyelashes. I roll into this station after Presley does, so I commend her for being first in.
Yeah.
But she's always brushing them out as I pass by her vehicle.
Okay, well, all day yesterday, all the time off air, Matt was like, are you okay? You look tired today. You look extra tired today. Are you sure you're going to make it?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine. I don't have my lashes. When I don't have, my lash extensions, I look sick.
Yeah.
Or, have you ever watched, Cusco or The Emperor's New Groove?
Sure.
Okay. Yzma.
Oh, you do look like Yzma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got my 3 lashes.
Okay, well, just pointing that out. Hey, today is apparently National Karen Day. Of course, my wife's a Karen. We call her Karen now because, of course, Karens get a bad rap. It's not really fair. But as soon as you say your name is Karen, everyone's like, oh, you're a Karen. So,
but all the Karens I know are wonderful. Karen.
I know.
My mother-in-law, Karen.
Yeah.
Your Karen.
Yeah. It's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should there be another name?
Don't ruin another name. It's already been anointed by the internet that this is the name.
Because I hate to say it, because then somebody will be listening and will go, oh, right away, no, why don't you like my name? But is there another name that it should be besides Karen? Maybe people have a suggestion.
Barbara.
That was my grandmother.
I don't know. I just threw that out there.
But is that feels for you?
Yeah. It gives more of like older lady Karen.
Yeah. Like, okay, and Barbara was Karen before Karen was Karen.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the new generation? Is it like
Brittany, Tiffany?
Those are millennial names. We'll have our moment in the sun. Don't you worry, millennials. Yeah, I like this text. In my household, we use Susan.
Susan.
I'm being a real Suze right now.
Okay.
I can't with Susan.
Yeah?
No. Every time I hear the name Susan, I think of Monsters vs. Aliens, where they're like, ooh, Susan.
Tim says you should use Matt as the new Karen.
Yes.
No.
I agree with that.
That actually fits perfect. Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at Kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.